Welcome to Fitness Fact or Fiction, the game where you test your knowledge about exercise. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, and you're listening to The Magic Pill from WBUR.
Carrie, you know what really annoys me? It's the misinformation. It can be so bad for people when it sets them up to be less active.
I know. I so know the feeling. Like, my pet peeve are those before and after photos. Like, that's how I got suckered into paying for the Insanity workout, which, okay, you know, it works for a lot of people, but it was so wrong for me. But I saw those powerful photos of, like, before kind of flabby and after all ripped, and I just wanted that.
So the academic answer is you could show me the before picture. And you could show me the after picture, but then show me the now picture, the long-term follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the long-term that really matters, right? Like, that's what I'm going to tell myself from now on.
So, are you ready to play Fitness Fact or Fiction? Sponsored, of course, by the Magic Pill Podcast.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here's how we play. My dear son, Jesse, reads a statement.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome, Jesse.
And you guys listening, you have a moment to decide whether it's fact or fiction. Ready?
Shoot.
First one. I can lose tummy fat by doing sit-ups.
So I say fact, because you gain more muscle and you're not gaining more belly fat. So it would stand to reason that you would flatten out.
Actually, this one's fiction. Targeted exercise can help strengthen an area of the body, but it's not sufficient to lose weight just in that area.
So there's no spot losing.
No. You can strengthen your abs, of course, but it's not like you're going to lose the belly fat overlying those abs.
Huh.
All right, next one. Pretend I'm a woman here. If I lift weights, I could bulk up and look like a man.
Okay, I'd say fiction because I've tried to bulk up a little more and I've never even come close.
Right.
Oh, good.
Long before you bulk up, you start to become stronger. The first thing that happens is that the nerves coordinate the movements of your muscles, but they don't necessarily get large right away.
Okay, next one. Running is enough exercise. There's no need to do anything else.
So I'd say that's fiction. I mean, I used to think that, but I've learned quite a lot in the last few days. Am I right, Eddie?
Correct. This one is not true. Regular running is an excellent exercise, but varying your exercise will lead to fewer injuries. As an example, if you're a triathlete, working out just as much as the runner, but you swim one day, you run one day, you bike another day, you'll tend to have fewer injuries than people who just run.
And also, you don't want just cardio, you want strength, right?
Yes, if you add strength, you'll actually improve your running performance.
And it's good for its own sake.
Yeah, you'll look better, you'll feel better, all those wonderful things that we talk about.
Okay, guys, if I run a few miles a week, it could wear out my joints.
I think that's fact, because I happen to know a lot of older runners who don't run anymore because of their joints.
This one's wrong. Unless there's been a trauma to the joint, you're not going to wear it out just from modest exercise. The benefits of exercise in general, and running specifically, far outweigh the risks.
Okay, but how much is modest?
So if someone is running anything less than 30 miles a week, that's which is actually a lot.
Yeah.
If you can handle that, you'll reduce your risk of injury.
All right. I need a supplement drink before and after my workout.
Okay, I want to say that's true, just because they do seem kind of magical and they come in such pretty colors. Like, it's like the candy that you earn.
Wrong. In fact, they can be exactly like candy because of some of the ingredients in the drinks, like sugar and food coloring. You don't need anything special before a workout of less than an hour. And afterward, you can just have a little peanut butter or cheese. You don't need a protein supplement. Thanks for playing Fitness Fact or Fiction. And thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, Dad.
So, Eddie, I've got to say, I learn something from you every episode. But sometimes what I learn, I kind of wish were not true.
I know, Carrie. The truth can be far less sexy than the infomercial.
And we're back to all facts tomorrow. Join us as we explore the connection between exercise and creativity.
Today, your song is 1, 2, 3 by Marco.
Give me a reason, make me lose control. That's what you said, so I do as you've told me. You got me tripping and begging for more. Seems like you're chasing it, then just ignore me. But all I'm really trying. step too close, you step away.